Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirt South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Daddy.
Ha-ha! Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie. What's happening, people?
What's happening? This is the podcast where anything and everything will get talked about, discussed, laughed, and picked.
Yes, we will.
Song. And Teddy back.
Yay.
Teddy is back.
Extra long.
She was on paid leave.
Hey, she was gone so long. I was like, she might be on one of them state funded vacations. Send her down the road. But yeah, man, we got a lot of it's a lot of ratchet shit to talk about today. On our way back, a lot of ratchet shit going on. But before getting all that, shout out to everybody on Instagram who's been following the page, checking in. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Rose and Coastin' Ashtray.
Shout out to TikTok. Don't hate now, Teddy. Don't shake your head now.
I gotta go. I gotta follow you.
Don't hate. I'm on my TikTok shit.
I will give you credit. You've been doing something like every single day.
Yeah.
Been on my TikTok. Y'all give me that.
It's better than your fur go around.
You right.
That is.
I told y'all I was going to bounce back. Y'all just wasn't patient enough. Shout out to all y'all.
My boy done went and got that cut.
Yeah, I had to let it go.
I didn't even notice that.
Damn, Teddy.
You
done
cut it. You done went and got that cut.
I didn't even notice that.
Yes, Lord. Been sitting here about 20 minutes with Teddy. She ain't know the shit.
That nigga is a part of the Legion of Domes.
That was yes, I am.
Chrome Domes.
For medical issues, I gotta go see what's going on with this skin. The way you see my face, that's what my head look like. It's what I can show y'all. But yeah, I gotta go get that taken care of before I can grow it back. But yeah, I cut that. All that, and we were talking about earlier about the jaw chain and all that. That winch.
That's what's up.
Clip it off.
Yeah.
Clip it off.
Damn, okay. Who's gonna cut that? Nigga signed me a text. I stopped what I was doing. I was like, what the fuck?
I wasn't gonna cut it, but the medical issue, man, I gotta go see what's going on. Cause it was actually starting to get thin. And I actually had like 2-3 of them fall out. So I was like, no, I can't do the Levesta.
No, don't do it.
I can't do the Levesta. Plants going around the side and the back and then the top just.
That one goddamn plant.
That man is gluing. Have you seen them
gluing grains on there? No, I'm not gluing shit on me, Teddy. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not.
I saw a nigga.
Not putting no glue on me.
That nigga had, I saw one nigga had a whole goddamn even on all the way around with waves. I was like, that nigga cut clean. And the shit rewinded and it showed them, that nigga had, what he got is the George Jefferson.
Yeah.
He got a hair here. Ain't nothing
to clean that top, put the little glue and take the hair.
Yeah,
just stick it and then cut it and shit. Yeah. I said, no.
It looked
nice though. Yeah, that's your opinion. Not doing that. Mm-mm. I can't do that, Teddy.
I'll take that over the little powder.
If women can wear wigs, I can go get me an even all over.
Nah, damn that.
Brush that bitch. Nah.
I look at it. I'm a heavy sweater. Once I go to work and started. Hey, I take that towel one time and do like this, that bitch gonna be slanted.
Nah, you right.
Hell no.
Can't do this.
Tell you gonna walk in the planet fitness. Hey y'all.
Damn, that nigga.
You sideways.
Right down your neck.
Hey, cuz, you sideways. You need the fixtures. You got the wave going quick.
That nigga have
tits.
That nigga have
tits
leaning over there.
Nah, I can't have that. I will stay bald. Like, if I can't grow my hair back, I just stay bald. No.
Hey.
I ain't doing all that goatee shit, though. I keep that.
At this point, I'm just so used to. I feel like if I cut the hair off my face, I'm going to look like a baby turtle. I don't want to do this. I do not want to do this. I'm like, no. I don't don't want to look like I'm 40 years old and I was just born at the same time.
Bye.
So yeah, I got
crazy.
I'm calling myself seeing how far I can let this shit grow out.
Is it hard to grow a beard?
No, not for me. This shit just grow.
If I leave this shit alone, I have all this shit.
Really?
I will have all of it. If I just leave it alone, let it grow, and it'd be like in a week. Like I just shaved.
That is something hard for me to do.
I just shaved probably about 4 days ago. I already got all this coming back. Yeah. So if I just leave it alone for like 2 weeks, all this shit gonna be like, yeah.
You might have grow so wild, like this shit. Mine don't grow, like I see folks growing beard and growing right. My shit just, when it's like a goddamn flower in the springtime, yeah. This shit just, and it just be everywhere.
I let it go wild one time. I think I kept it for about maybe 2 months. So I can do it. Shit went to itching. Plus, I don't like hair on my neck. I don't like that.
My wife got me some kind of drops to put in my beard, and it, you know, it keep it moisturized. And keep it from itching and all that type of shit. Shit works.
See, I wasn't finna go in all that. I just keep my little chin.
Shit works.
Keep my little chin. And I'm good.
Hey.
Yeah, I had to let that thing go, man.
Speaking of letting go, first topic. The so-called king of R&B, and I had to let it go.
I'm getting twisted, bro. He's still king of R&B.
Is he?
Yeah.
From a music standpoint, yes. He's still king of R&B, bro. Ain't nobody fucking with him when it comes to that music, bro. We're just looking at music. We're not looking at what he did in his personal life, on his time off. When you're looking at all that, we're just looking at music.
The music, oh yeah.
The music is going to always stand.
One thing R. Kelly got that a lot of R&B niggas ain't got.
Lifetime music, bro.
Shit, he got 30 years. That's what he got. The rest of them niggas ain't got that.
You right.
Shit.
You right. Everybody's stupid.
30 years. For the folks that don't know, over the past week, R. Kelly got sentenced to 30
years from now, the hit music still gonna be some of the hottest music ever made. You know it just as well as I do, bro.
I do, but you know one thing that I've seen a lot of radio and a lot of streams.
They don't stop playing it.
Yeah, they don't play it. No. Like they don't. They.
That's because
I tell you what they play. They play Stephanie Name a little.
Yeah, they gonna play that.
They play that. That's it.
But all the other stuff they ain't gonna play it because then now he's receiving residuals from it.
Well, shit. That's just how it goes.
Exactly. So they ain't gonna play it. So he don't get paid.
That was gonna be my question.
But I guarantee you this. If somehow, because you know they said he could possibly get out, if he would have to go through.
Like
he would have to go through like it's some type of sexual abuse program type of shit. He would have to go through for 30 years.
He gonna have to go through it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Just keep me in jail.
But I'm willing to bet if they let him out like that on that type of situation. Some of his music will start back getting played.
Think so.
They probably won't be all.
That was gonna be my question.
But like yep. I said, Step in the Name of Love is gonna always get played.
Yeah, they gonna play that shit regardless.
But then I Believe I Can Fly. They'll start back playing that. That's what I'm saying. Like those type of songs that he made.
That was gonna be my question was like the sentencing that came out and everything. Does that tarnish the music he done already made?
I think.
Like, do it put like.
I don't think it tarnish his music, but I think because of we the people are so judgmental, awful shit, that we tarnish it. Because now, a lot of us, not me, but a lot of us don't want to play his music because of him now being a sex offender. But all them years he was supposedly being a sex offender, you was loving his music. So why not love his music?
I'm just gonna say, this ain't first time it done been brought up.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's been Aaliyah was underage.
Right. Him pissing on somebody. But get what? They were still rocking their music, though. Until he got convicted. You don't think so?
You know why, though?
He still got some faithful fans out there.
They gonna come back from this dog. He ain't made nothing in the last 10 years that was relevant.
Because he could.
See, he could have made all
Well, yeah, he could have.
He on all his mouth.
But he didn't need to.
I tell you why he ain't gonna make no comeback, because the industry done turned their back on.
Yeah.
The whole industry done turned their back on.
Yeah, the industry done turned their.
Nobody won't do a song with him.
I can't see nobody doing a song.
And you think before all of this.
I get that.
Think before all of this heated up. It ain't an artist you can't name that done either did a song with him or done did a song written by him.
Now, Lab Rock done did a song with him, Jay-Z.
That was it.
But I get what you're saying. The industry done turned their back and all that. But with the world we live in, he don't need the industry because he still got his faithful fans. So if he start to do shit on his own and produce some shit and put it out, I'm pretty sure them faithful fans are still going to get that music.
Is it going to be good?
Only if the music... the music going to have to be a banger. It's going to have to be a banger because they going to judge him real hard on it because of the shit he done went through. But if he come... Let's say he come back and he come out with a song that's on the same level as Step in the Name of Lord, as far as longevity. Like, let's say he come back with one of those. So you telling me you're not gonna bump that because of his past? That's what I'm saying. So his faithful fans, the people who still rocking with him just off of music, like myself, the personal shit, I ain't supporting none of that, but his music, he had dope music.
I think.
So if he come back with something like that, I'm bumping it. I think
he gonna be one of them artists that fall into a position like a lot of R&B artists right now. The music, R&B done changed.
Mm-hmm.
It done changed so much that...
Like, he would definitely have to figure
you,
out.
If you wasn't, like, if you wasn't doing what Usher do...
Or Chris Brown.
Like, they always ahead of what R&B going, like... Like, if I told you right now what R&B was, motherfucker gonna be like,
but
it's a totally different R&B.
If you think about it, that's what he was doing when he was doing the music. He was ahead of everybody.
Yeah, he was. But he slowed
himself
down.
He just stopped. He slowed himself down. He stopped doing music and then all that other shit.
I ain't gonna say he stopped. It seemed like once he started making songs like Step in the Name of Lord, he started making everything sound like that.
Yeah.
Like, he got like 3 songs that basically got the same sound, but all on Smash Record. But for a while, it was either a Stuck in the Closet or something that sounded like Step in the Name of Lord, and it just ain't gonna work in today. Or
nah, he gonna have to get relevant to what's going
you
on.
You go up against somebody like Chris Brown, like
to what's going on,
like Chris Brown last album. It R&B, but it hip hop it fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he hip hop in hell because he got a lot of hip hop artists.
So, do you think either one of them can stand up to his music? Like, any one of their catalog, Chris Brown or Usher? You think their catalog can stand up to his catalog in the verses?
Yeah.
Usher,
right? Yeah. I fuck both of them, though.
Chris
Brown got a lot
of
hate,
too. Yeah.
I'm just throwing
the question out there.
He did, but, like... Brown went. That shit went fast.
I think because Chris Brown started young.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because you got to think R. Kelly.
When R. Kelly, Usher started young too. Yeah. But he didn't start as young as Chris did.
Chris was
16,
15.
Yeah, Usher was 16, 15 at first.
Yeah, but Usher didn't really hit. Like Teddy said, when Chris Brown came out, like, boom.
Yeah, off gate.
Usher, like a year, second album, for everybody to really know who Usher is.
Yeah, by the time he did My Way, everybody
was like, shit.
Okay,
yeah.
Ain't that the one where he had the video where he stepped out the shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that was one where I was like, that nigga cold. That's the one I was like, that nigga cold right there, boy. Okay, so. I think they can stand. I think both of them could. Either one of them.
The only reason I say they can is because of how they started.
Damn, just think we'll never get to see an Usher R. Kelly verse, though.
We can.
Nah, I want.
He can FaceTime.
Yeah, nigga got the orange jumpsuit on. No,
why not?
I ain't gonna do no shit like that.
That shit be something. Okay, I want that shit too. Nigga gonna be in the cell singing his ass off in there.
If I could sit there and watch the Ray J and them shit,
exactly.
I can watch
you can watch that shit.
I did not watch it.
Man, Man, you didn't miss nothing. Them niggas sounded horrible. No, I take that back. They J and them sounded horrible.
They say everybody sounded horrible except for Mario.
I was just gonna say Mario sounded like
Mario still got
he sounded down. Like the record, bro.
Yeah, they said Mario still got down.
He sounded just like that shit. I was shocked. Cause like I'm trying to think how old that song that You Should Let Me Love You song. That song old as fuck.
Oh yeah.
But damn it, if he didn't hit that shit note for note, I'm like, damn, he still sang that motherfucker. Kill everybody that else shit. Though.
Kill that shit.
I don't know what the fuck.
Yes, Lord, we in here. That was all.
But big. Yeah, I think that was happening.
Yeah, we all in.
But I think
all kind of TikTok shit. That's why I told y'all get these youngest off my page.
Get the youngest off my page. You see my background.
But hey, I think Usher will probably be a better
fit. I'm doing me.
Go up against R. Kelly than Chris Brown.
Who?
Usher. Yeah. Because Chris Brown good, you know. But Chris Brown got a lot more upbeat. I mean, he got some slow.
I think because of the age difference.
I'm sorry. You cannot beat Usher Confessions.
Fuck that.
I don't know how they got down 12 play.
Oh, no, TP2.
The TP2. Oh,
yeah. 12 play was shit. That was so 90s. TP2 was something different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean.
But Usher Confession was
shit. Usher Confession was shit, too.
Usher Confession was shit. Fuck that album, though. Fuck that album.
Hey, I think that would still be a dope versus, though. I think they should do it. Not now. Get by another year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like you said, shit, put that nigga up on the video. Why not? Put him up on the video.
Yeah. But I think the only thing that will hold that back is the because the whole big thing is they gonna find a way to not let him make money. That's the thing I
don't let him make no money. Send his proceeds to some charity. We just want the verses. Cause
like they get paid. They okay, start getting paid for those verses.
He don't get paid. His proceeds will go to this charity. That ain't got nothing to do with him. So we just send his proceeds here. That way, still have the verses.
I think they'll still have them.
I'm gonna step out. I'm gonna step on out a little bit with this. I think it'll be dope if they had all three at one time.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got a better chance of getting Chris Brown and Usher.
Well, yeah. Well, you know they got one. They two
are
gonna go against
each other. Oh, they is.
Uh-huh.
See, I fuck with it.
Yeah,
that should be a pretty good one. Like, too bad. Well, in 30 more years, R. Kelly can do it. 30 more. He'll be 80.
30 more.
He'll be 80, but shit, still out there bumping grind. Ain't that bumping grind remix?
Remix to the remix.
Yeah. 80 years later, damn. But yeah, that, good luck, nigga. Shit, you know? That's all I can. Good luck. I still fuck with the music, but.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Years,
nah, he ain't gonna do it. I don't think he gonna do it. I think he probably do 5.
Yeah, I think he might
do 5. I think he do 5, though. Yeah. The rest of that shit gonna be on paper.
You know it.
But his career over.
I don't think so, bro. Because just like you said, you think he gonna do 5. He do them fucking 5 years, that man can still come back and be relevant, bro.
I think
all he need to do is pay attention to what's going on in the world.
I think he can be relevant. He gonna survive off of the catalog.
One thing he ain't making. One thing he ain't gonna ever stop doing is knowing how to work them goddamn vocals.
Yeah.
Once you a singer, you always a singer, bro.
He might get out and make
your vocals alone, bro. Like, for a true fan to hear that voice back on the radio or just back anywhere, shit, it won't be hard, bro.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be able to do it.
I mean, I'm not saying he'll probably come back with a platinum album or nothing like that, but I do believe he can come back and go at least gold, bro. And it's just all because of who he is and the fan base that he still got. Like, he still got a big ass fan base. So just because of that fan base alone,
I'd like to see.
Yeah,
I like to see.
Yeah.
Only time will tell. Now, goddamn,
that is true.
Anyway, on to the second one, which has been a hot topic all week. All weekend.
Oh shit!
Is
damn it, Teddy.
So, lately on Instagram, there was a young lady She posted
them damn chicken nuggets and cheeseburgers.
She posted a reel of her baby daddy. Mind you, this young lady got four kids.
I'm full of
them. So one of the kids' four? Dad will bring him some food.
Now they put all the details out. Four kids. What's they tell you? On food stamps.
On food stamps.
The last child that she just had is the child that belongs to him.
Yeah, he's the youngest child.
Youngest child, but she got three other baby daddies.
Yep. So the clip began with her kind of narrating, talking about watch this nigga bring food for only one child, and I was sitting there, I'm like, okay, if he neglecting all the children, they fucked up. But then it go on to say he only bring food to his child,
yeah,
and not my other kid. She said, I got three other kids. And he pull up, get out, he comes with food, and she like, you ain't bring nothing for the other kid? And right when it started going, it cut off. But
she snapped.
I don't know why was she snapping so bad about him only bringing food.
You know I got three other kids in here. You just gonna bring food for one of them. Why ain't bringing food
and
for
to
the
say,
rest
like, she came out with a video too.
Yeah.
And she was just like, me and him was together, so it ain't like she had a child and they wasn't together. Like, they were together when they had
and
they
he was
child,
bringing them food
and
then.
He was taking care of all the other kids.
But y'all ain't together.
But they were together. No.
I understand that too.
He want to get a little poontang every now and then, but you're
her explanation is she didn't want her other kid to feel some type of way because
so then
they sibling got something.
Okay,
but he asked her like, "Can I take him to the car? Can I take him?"
And her answer was what?
No.
So now you're being bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she could have did like
that. And it makes you think, you don't know how that, what happened to them, why they broke up, and
then
how she really treat him.
You don't even know his situation now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say he can afford that?
For all of them.
First of all, I wouldn't been buying none but my child. I'm just going to keep 100 with you. Folk be like, well, but no, fuck that. I didn't make the rest of them niggas.
Exactly.
I go pick they dad up. Right. Now, and we call
get that nigga ride, baby. Okay. But yeah, that shit was crazy because I'm like, okay, well, if you felt like that, you could have even went to the extent of, well, honey, I give it to him. You go in there, split the food up. He ain't have to know.
Yeah.
If you really wanted all your kids to eat.
I just didn't like how she took the action of just going off.
But why you won't let him just have his child?
Yeah, take your kids. And go eat. They go eat.
And chill.
Like, she didn't want to do
She made it. Like, social media made a big for
so now you
like, a lot of people felt like he was wrong. And it shows a lot about his character and stuff. But I don't see it that way.
Nah, that shows a lot about everybody else's character.
Yeah, it shows a lot about her character.
Now,
yeah.
I'm
so you willing to let one of your children stall?
Pete did though. And you know my food stamp don't come until the 7th.
Right.
But then it changed to, and you know my food stamp don't come until the 11th. Bitch, what's the date? But my thing is, why you ain't managing? Why you ain't managing these food stamps? I know you're selling some more. You got four kids. That's at least two rags. That's at least two rags. No, you're selling some of them because you got your hair did, you got your nail did, you got your lash your crooked.
They were crooked in the summer.
Why you saw them bitches made it look like she had laser eyes?
You ain't see the video?
Why? It looked like she had laser eyes.
I was trying
eyes.
To figure out, I was like, is she cocked up?
That shit was crazy, Teddy.
But my father at work, though, he was just
like, damn, they were thinking like this.
Don't let your
cans
turn on.
My father at work, like, nah,
don't let that little end come
along. Hey.
See,
both her eyes a little sleepy over here, like, this.
Fucked up, boy, with my partner at work, he was just like, nah, you see that gap right there in the eyelash? It done moved over.
They
had moved over.
They had a gap.
They were too
heavy. I don't know what it was, but you got all this dead and your kids are not eating?
Right. You gotta wait on food to
sound. Huh?
Like, why she couldn't just go get them? I would have looked at it like, okay, cool, one less mouth to feed tonight.
Okay.
Like,
let me feed y'all.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he already got his food.
He already got his
food. Lord, thank you.
Right.
Save me a few dollars. What?
But you said
I'd have been lit. Why good looking at? Now
you
gotta
said
worry about
it, though, right? Tell you, it's a lot of people on Instagram who.
They felt like he was wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
I was
everybody don't have to do nothing out of the kindness of their heart if they don't want to. That's what people don't understand. Like, you don't have to.
No,
that's a choice.
Right.
Now, granted, me being the person I am, I probably do it once or every blue moon or something. Like, especially if I know I got it and I cop, like, hey, the kid, all right, well, look, I'm going to bring such and such.
Yeah.
But don't think I'm finna just do this shit every day.
Every day.
I'm not finna do this every day.
I do it more than once, but it ain't gonna be like
consecutive. No.
I seen somebody say he should have brought a pizza, but what if the little boy called, Dad, can you go get me some Add-On?
Fact.
I'm going to get my boy some
Ladies and gentlemen, right. I have four children, and none of them motherfuckers want to eat the same thing. Right.
So they're four different restaurants.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's four different ideals. It's four different types.
It could be two different restaurants, but... Two, three, four, you know, different type of meals. So, like, that shit ain't gonna be the same.
It is not, but I did see a lot of people thought Hitman wrong. And I couldn't figure out why, though. And I'm like, why?
I did. Would he be wrong?
Because they looked at it like what they baby daddy do and what they baby daddy family do for their other kids. And I get that. That's them.
Yeah, but you can't put that on everybody. You can't put that on everybody.
Right.
You can't put that on everybody.
You can't put it on everybody.
It don't work like that.
Fuck with me, some nigga gonna be hungry.
About what?
I'm sorry.
Because at the end of the day, let me have my child. We'll be back. We'll be back by 2 hours.
So I was sitting there putting the blame on the mama because I was like, why are they hungry?
Exactly. In the first place, why are they hungry?
Then I was thinking, like, what you gonna eat?
Yeah, I was like, so was you not planning on getting them nothing to eat no time soon? Like...
What if he didn't bring the McDonald's at all?
But then again, she did that shit just to be petty because you knew he was only going to bring his son something to eat. You knew that. You started out the video by saying every time I called it, nigga, bring something to eat, he don't bring. So you knew that.
Right.
So this, you know, ain't nothing. This ain't nothing new. This ain't nothing new.
I'm like... What is your motive? Because you ain't feed nobody.
Apparently, it was said that it was staged. They staged this shit just to go viral.
I see that.
Just so they could go viral.
It didn't dawn on me, though, that when you first saw that video, the baby dad's face was blurred out.
Yeah.
So I like, you trying to out that nigga while blurry your face. Mm-hmm. I ain't think about that until you said that shit was straight. Yeah. But still, though... Me and Hoa had a hard off. I ain't even bullshit. We had a full blown out of that argument.
Right. It
was
right
the biggest argument ever. Nah, I can't co-sign on no shit like that.
Yep. That shit was crazy though.
Why did you call?
It was a lot of people felt.
Like,
he was wrong as fuck. And I'm like, no, he's not.
I'm like, shit.
He know what near wrong.
Now, if my kids...
He's like taking me to court trying to get my
kids child call and my kids like...
Right.
It's like, my older two do this shit all the time. They'll call and be like, hey, we trying to get something to eat. And I'll be like, who the fuck is we? Like, you know, if it's just brother and sister, only... Okay, I'm being honest. Only one of them call. And they be like, we trying. Who the fuck is we? Me, Jordan, my cousin Gabe. Now, when my children do shit like that, I get it. I'm like, gotcha. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I've got a child with somebody and she got other children, then I'm more likely to be like, I'm going to get you something. I can feed you and your cousin, but I refuse to be paying for doing another man's job when this situation, I'm not a part of this situation.
Unless I choose to take that job.
But I mean, like I said, my kids call me all the time. Hey, we need something to eat. Now it programmed in my head that, okay, I know who the other we in this situation here. You feel me? But
got no problem with that.
As far as paying for a sibling that ain't mine, that's a hard pill to swallow right there, boy. That hard to just be like,
they don't get it. They don't get it from... That's because they don't understand it from a man's perspective. Especially when it's a man who's doing what they're supposed to do. They don't get it. Like, we're not trying to... We ain't trying to take care of another man's situation.
I'd be like, if I got to, he got
created
to.
Exactly. If I got to do it, he got to do it. It don't work like that.
because you get to make a choice. Like when you have children, right? At the end of the day, it's your choice to take care of the child. You can take care of it, or you can do absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, it's your choice to have unprotected sex with that no good ass nigga.
Facts.
You control all of that.
Facts.
You, the female, control all of that. We don't move until you say move. When it comes to that right there, we don't move until you say move. And if you say move without any type of protection, you made that decision. Because you could have easily made that person wrap it. You either going to wrap it up or you're
going to get that's on two people right there, though. Because even if she said, no, we ain't got to wrap it up. That's the other person. You're supposed to be like, no, maybe I need to wrap this shit up.
Nah, what I'm saying is she still got that final decision.
Yeah.
Well, she got that
final decision, bro.
Well, she had that.
She had that final decision.
That's what I'm saying, she like,
because they ain't got that decision.
You is not. You either gonna wrap it up or you ain't getting it. If you ain't wrapping it up, well, we ain't finna do this.
Yeah,
just
crazy.
That simple. But now you let these niggas tell you all these little sweet nothings, spoil you one or two times, and you think he's shit. And he ain't really showed you his true color just yet.
I want to do the other baby daddy brain.
Obviously not.
They hungry. He's supposed to be doing it. Cause they ain't doing
That nigga took a cheeseburger, but they was going to fuck that guy up. We got to split this four ways. No, it was a kid, man. It's over with.
Yeah, you see how small the bag was? No, it wasn't your double cheeseburger meal. Small fry. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about that nigga pulled up to the house. You saw how he pulled up? That nigga pulled up quick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Goddamn car stopped. And he hopped out. Like, yeah, here you go. Like, he knew what it was. But yeah, we got to do better, folks. It's always happening in our community, though.
Yeah, we got to start holding these females accountable. They like to hold us accountable. That's how it is, bro.
The flip side of that, right?
Accountability.
The next topic. It's also in our community. So, around the same time I saw that video, it was another clip on Instagram of a young lady coming home early from work. She walked in her bedroom.
Ooh.
And her baby daddy and her mama in the bed.
That's a Mars shit.
Talking about she going in on their ass, though.
Like, you better know it.
She going in. And she trying to tell the mama, like, what kind of mama is you? And the mama like, well, you don't cook, you don't clean,
you don't take care of like you're supposed to.
But at that moment, right, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm looking at that clip and I'm like,
Ted, what if your mama did you like that, Ted?
Here go the question though, at that moment, do you jump on your mama? Think about it. Do you jump on your bro. Mama? Because she in your bed. Like, she was in that young lady's house.
Another,
in her bed.
Because another female, you ready to square up.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, do you swing on your mama?
I don't care.
Daddy said she better go on top on her mama.
I am.
You know what, though, bro? You couldn't even be mad, though, because it'd be different if it was your highs. If it was the mama highs, you can't swing on the mama in her highs. But then
your
young lady high.
And your
so it was her high.
Yeah, it was her high.
I thought it was just her bedroom.
No, that was her high, her bed.
Mama don't want your high. Mama don't want your high. Got that thing.
So a couple
I
days.
I don't think they got. They couldn't been close.
Oh, man.
She probably trying to help her mama out or something.
I think her mama gave up for adoption a long time ago, and then they reconnected. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
That's a bit, you have me.
Like, for real?
I'm like, that might explain it for real. That might be the real reason.
That shit sounded good.
It is. It really
but
is.
Yeah, like,
that could be possible, though.
But the mama came out a couple days after that video came out because she was so tired of people leaving comments on her social media. And she said a lot of people saying a lot of nasty stuff to her. She was like, y'all ain't got the story right. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, we got the story, bitch, family shit. We seen the whole story. But the mama was like, she came, she needed to lay down. Her words, you know. And when she laid down in the bed, she didn't know somebody was laying down in the bed asleep. But I was like, so you came over there with your silk robe and shit on and just
so
like...
Did they do something?
Oh, they got caught in the act.
Oh, then you do that with her man. I mean...
They got caught in the
you
act.
You don't got one over there?
And while I was like, the mama came out and tried to make a video.
What is going on here?
She trying to tell folks that, no, we wouldn't. Nah, I'm like, pretty sure the video we just seen showed the nigga hopping up off of you when she walk in the room. So I'm just like, oh, yeah, you. That nigga was getting to them old ass yams.
Yeah, all of them.
At that moment, though, I was just like,
do you
swing on your mama?
They sure ain't
getting
her ass
beat, too. Right. That's straight up disrespect.
Ain't no way.
Bobby here telling that. I know goddamn well. Woo-hoo. Oh, it about to be lit.
That's some shit you don't want to get
walking into. Walking through no shit what, like that, man.
I ain't even gonna tell you though, dog. After watching that shit sent me down a rabbit hole on YouTube. Cause you know YouTube got these
this nigga here
called Cheetahs. And it ain't the TV
going
show.
Down these rabbit holes.
You know, I tried to go down a rabbit hole on YouTube, and it just, I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
I go.
I've tried so many times, then.
I go, you gotta know what to look for. Before you know it.
I think you do.
Like,
before you know it, I've been.
Like.
Next, let me go on.
When you go on YouTube.
Type in what I want.
When you go on YouTube, and you wanna go on a rabbit hole.
Type this shit in.
You gotta think of one.
Time for
you gotta think of one certain thing. Perfect example. My biggest rabbit hole, I went down 9/11, right? So I was like, conspiracy theories 9/11, and then you start looking at one, and then it'll bring up a topic about
World War II.
Yeah, and then like when you get into that shit and it just start leading to something, you be like, well, damn, that connect with the last shit I just heard, and it just go on and on, and that lead me into
deep all in that rabbit hole,
and that's how I ended up on YouTube with this situation, because I said, damn, I wonder how many people get goddamn just. The door open and they caught cheating. You know what I'm saying?
A lie.
I see that now. Like on YouTube, they got a whole channel dedicated to just that.
Yeah.
Walking in, catching a motherfucking cheat. They got
all kinds of shit on YouTube.
I'm
like,
up
to
45th episode of
goddamn.
This
channel.
It be the ones that know they spouse are cheating. Yeah. They're hidden camera.
Uh-huh.
And it.
This ain't no
like a spine like hell on that.
Like I said, boy, that shit ain't cheaters from what my boy name from that
look
whole TV show, Joey Greco.
Look
it
at
ain't him, boy. It's this real people. Straight one lady, straight up followed her hood, like from their house all the way to like some restaurant. And after that, went to a hotel. And then after that, they went somewhere and she followed them all the way, recorded the whole thing. So when they got confronted them, she just pulled the phone out, like, yeah, I'm with y'all the whole time. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Ain't no showing up in your
phone. But I got wrapped up in them one where them folks were just literally kicking in the door.
I told mine, man.
That shit crazy.
You got the cheat, man. They gone. Don't tell me. They gonna tell me and gonna do sleep do call. If I find that, oh, that was a monster that's been hiding for so long.
So is cheating the worst worst thing somebody can do to you? No. Other than killing you. You know what I'm saying?
Stealing.
Nope. Spitting on you.
Stealing.
On you.
I don't care. I mean,
you spit on me, we're gonna have to hit.
Exactly.
Just think about it. Y'all living the life and you wake up and everything going on.
Story frame. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll make a motherfucker kill.
Yeah. Especially you don't work hard for all, Lord.
Stealing.
Yeah, stealing, but spitting on you.
Cause I guess I'm just so
I got to have
I don't know, I'm just so nonchalant.
You spit on me, I got to have
cheating to me, if you cheat on me, I feel some kind of way, but I could be like, you know what? When it worth it, real.
Exactly.
I can kind of just.
I ain't gonna stress over it.
Nah.
I'm gonna be pissed. Especially if I don't put time in.
No, I'm gonna be pissed if I walk in the highs and you
yeah.
in the.
Oh,
damn,
why?
Yes.
You in
I'm gonna let one or two off.
Yeah, that's when I'll be pissed. Yeah. If I can walk in and jail right there, okay, now. Now, if I don't see that, but I just find out you cheat, I'm, you know what? We can go on out to everywhere. I'm be okay.
Yeah, I'm be all right. Because
see,
they, I
they start just, fuck over.
They just gonna bring out a beast in me.
But walking in.
They just gonna bring out that beast. That's all I need to know.
Walking in, though, that's different.
Yeah, I'm telling you now. You
didn't
even know.
Walk in, caught in the egg, and you don't know shit. Why? It gonna be 2-3 rounds going off then.
Like that video that
y'all
girl with
nigga,
the
don't have
right.
to call the police.
Like
bro.
The girl with the pants.
Ride, bro.
Huh?
Like the girl with the pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why is you hitting them on the shoulder?
Y'all the nigga that get locked up.
Bow.
But you be surprised, though. I watched so many of those videos, and half of the people that walked in and caught this spot, they didn't react like y'all. Not probably one out of two. Called, one out of ten yeah, made stop. It. Did it. But they was just more not. Like, the fuck?
Were any of them married?
Couple married.
Yeah, see that thing. If you don't put some time in some shit.
But I ain't seen nobody. I saw two videos of one chick. Now she's headhunting niggas. She was swinging on everybody.
I get that. I'm gonna be honest
with
you.
She swung on nigga holding the camera. She swung on everybody.
I get that cast. Now I wouldn't even go to the head. I'm gonna go to where I know you're gonna remember this shit for the rest of your life. I'm gonna break your knee. Or something. You gonna remember that
your
shit?
Ankle.
What?
Don't let it be hanging
out. Smash your goddamn ankle down. Bow! Oh, you gonna remember this shit?
You hit it to your ass. Show them I'm gonna tell you.
I ain't kill him though. I get out.
It'll be worth it. I don't
care. It'll be worth it.
I'll call my mom.
What? Oh, okay.
I don't got him.
Cause I ain't gonna go with her.
Why not go at one? There's a lot. Because a lot of the shit, okay. So when somebody cheat, right, I look at it like, why you mad with the person they cheating with?
Especially if you're in my house, that means you knew about it.
Exactly.
But Steve, you're
in my house, nigga.
She bought motherfucking, you know?
Don't damn matter.
Everybody get it.
Everybody get it.
See, that thing, if I go with her, she ain't gonna breathe no more. I still want my life. I just want you to remember this shit.
They gonna get your ass life. They gonna get you.
You feel? So I'm just gonna bust this nigga knee all the way. I'm fucking the MCL up. I'm fucking the ACL up. The LCL and the other CL that it is if it won. Fucking all that shit up.
But see, it gotta be a different feeling.
And you gonna forever be on a walker for the rest of your life.
It gotta be a different feeling when you walk in and that's your parent. You know what I'm saying?
I walk in on my daddy and my wife. It's gonna be amazing. Pastor got to go. I'm sorry, Jesus, but one of your children is finna go. They coming to you.
White folk, that shit happening to them all the time.
They coming to you.
The dad always sleeping with the son, white girl or whatever. I saw a video like that too. The daddy and the dude girlfriend, they like sitting, they don't know the boy behind him. He holding up like shit, you know, wrote out on a big ass poster card.
Oh, I think
they don't know. I know they did.
Yeah, so he called dad and dad was like, yeah, I'm just sitting and get grabbing a bite to eat. These niggas like some short at the shore shit, looking out at the water, talking about, yeah, I'm grabbing something to eat. And he like, you want me to grab a case of water? And he was like, yeah, do that, grab some water. But the boy behind the ass with a big ass bucket of water walked right over there and dumped it on the head. They was just like, the fuck? Like, damn, you, like, how dirty you got to be to sleep with your child? Like, that's just like my son bringing somebody home and me just automatically. And you got to be. If you do your child like that, boy, you don't give a fuck about nobody. Well, Diddy don't give a fuck about nobody because he got too much money. He got too much money to give a fuck about anybody. I ain't even going to stress how they did that nigga on the BET Awards. Y'all didn't see his performance. They fucked the music, all that shit. Lil' King came out looking like a little dude from Leprechaun in the hood. Yeah, they fucked that all. It was what you would expect from a BET Diddy tribute. Like, bro, you going to tribute Diddy. Them niggas had Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, and Lox, and Lil' Kim. The only bright spot of the performance was Shine came out and did hit her from the the song Bad Boy, Shine came out of rap. On the highlight. I'm like, how you gonna do a Diddy performance?
They didn't have no big music.
They didn't do one big song.
I didn't watch that. I don't know.
They didn't do one big song. No big song.
Out of all the artists?
No. Praise Boy War.
You
know
what it did, like a remembrance.
Every step something.
They did the I Miss You, but he did it. He changed the word for Kim, his ex that died.
So, man.
Like, he changed the word for her instead of it being B.
Bro, so they're going to show Diddy and from the beginning. Diddy never gave a fuck about
I'm telling you, I was at him because I'm like, damn, what total? What 12 at, nigga? Like,
None of them.
No, none of them, bro.
Wow, that's crazy.
Faith Evan came out.
No
she
B?
Always show up for Diddy.
You didn't play no B?
No B, bro. He did his new bullshit ass on.
If that ain't disrespect.
But it was like it was supposed to be his walkthrough. It was supposed to be his musical journey.
Hey, this
like,
shit, he the reason you got a musical journey.
They ain't do no B.
The fuck?
They ain't no B, no Mace, no Craig Mack, no
Bruh.
No,
Yeah, that was a Diddy one.
Didn't look like the type of nigga that sleep with his son and girl. Yeah. Like, straight up, though. You just be like, yeah.
He ain't gonna sleep with his son best friend.
I ain't gonna get in there. That's a whole nother rabbit hole. You can go down and talk about that nigga. I saw an interview.
They got pictures and videos and everything.
I saw an interview where he said some suspect shit.
But he
done
said it
like,
a bunch of times. You saw the one on Drink Champ?
Yeah, I was like, hold on. Did he mean to say it like that? And then I saw something else. They was at like a party or some shit.
And they always say, oh, we need to go party. No, we don't.
The nigga always say some suspect shit.
I'm going home. Oh, no.
But don't nobody call him out on this shit. Because
he paid.
Yeah, that's
true.
You can't call him.
He
owned everything. You can't call him. He got it. But yeah, he look like the type of nigga that sleep with his child's girlfriend or some shit. But yeah, I think cheating with it. Cheating ain't the most important thing in my life. Like I said, if somebody cheat, I can just be done.
Somebody steal my money.
Yeah. That's an issue.
That's crazy. But yeah, that was a hot topic on Instagram. It still is because they keep releasing videos. I just want to know who the girl was. Because I be want to go look at their page and shit. You feel?
Right.
And just,
she probably don't deal with the
deactivated. Probably.
She probably don't
deactivated.
Trying to get an endorsement from McDonald's.
Ha! 20 feet.
They go with the food. She need to get somebody to do her damn lashes because, like I said, I thought the girl would cock out of the head.
No, she need to stop selling food, bitch. Stop feeding them babies. That's all about it.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna start selling no food, son, because I'm always.
You right. Buy them. You right. Don't start selling. Nigga, dude,
hey. It's real.
I mean, if you ain't gonna now, okay, I say this: if you ain't gonna do right by, you got to make sure the children straight first before you start selling.
Yeah.
Like, come on now, make sure the kid. Like, I don't mind you selling because I want you selling to me too. But make sure you take care of the house first. Make sure the house is straight for the month before you go to selling. So that at least that way you know you got something to cook every day until you get them again. But you're going out here selling them just so you can be.
I feel like if you don't make 80-some thousand or 60,000 a year, you should automatically get EBT.
Yeah.
I think you should. Everybody should automatically at least $1,200 worth. At least.
I think it should come with,
She give me $400 worth of EBT and I'll be happy. That too, it should.
Like, make them eat on campus and eat off campus too.
She give everybody EBT. I want to be able to go to the store and have my buddy looking like goddamn.
I got boosted out when I sell.
But
not.
I wouldn't. Why you? I'm a Walmart junkie.
I can't wait for
some people.
Have three damn buggies.
What? Shit. That's the dream for me. That's the dream. I want it. I like buying groceries. I don't know why I get about the whole lot of it. I like buying groceries, bro.
But be ready to grab that button.
But, and just think, you know you got $1,500 to just do that with. Nigga, I'm still turning Benny Hunt around this bitch, man. Cooking all types of shit. What?
Lamb chop.
Shit I ain't never tried before. I'm gonna try today out there.
Big ass brisket.
But yeah, man. Hey, moral of the story though. Baby mamas, stop bullshitting and get on your job and get them some food. And look out for your mama, cause she might be in bed with your dude. That's the moral of the story on today's episode.
Only him.
That's the moral of the story. You gotta keep an eye on your mama.
Only him.
Keep an eye on your mama. Cause they out there lurking. What they say, hot girl summer. And golden girl summer, nigga.
We're gonna go ahead and close it out with it. We're speaking of mama. As y'all know, you know, I'm a primary caregiver for my mama. So, you know, me and my pops, you know, we have to take care of her and aid and clean her. And boy, then why we were cleaning her a few weeks ago. Stood up in that tent and made a clap.
Yeah, what she had to do.
Bruh, what I tell you, she went to twist the side to side. And all you heard was, hey, my daddy looked back like, he looked back like, I know damn well he.
Sound like she been watching Pete Valley.
But that shit was so funny.
She been watching Pete Valley.
Cause it was me, my wife, and my dad in there. My wife looked at me like, this is just making him clap. I'm shaking my head like, yeah, she did.
She done fucked everybody off guard.
Bro, out of nowhere, bro. You just heard it, bap, bap. I was like, what the fuck? I know a woman is just making clap in here. Why we trying to get a question?
Hey, she let y'all nigga know. Still popping over him.
Oh, bye.
Man, 10. Y'all don't get your roll out. Cause
it, man. Oh, you can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. You can find Body Honey by Teddy at bodyhoney.byteddy. That's on Instagram and Facebook.
Hey, those shorts dope.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess
Men Collection is dropping.
Oh shit, turn off.
As always, check us out at the DSA Podcast.
They don't want no damn hot to top and shit. Nah, I ain't trying to have my bed light. Nah,
this shit. You're going to look like one of them niggas from them 80 workouts. And two, and three. Hell no.
Oh, Teddy, hold on now. Hey.
Catch us at DDSA Podcast on Instagram. Showsblast2 on Instagram. Check out the Brilliant Ignorance clothing line on Instagram. Website drop July 15th. Damn, I forgot you that fast. July 15th. Blowout sale. And we got promo on the DSA22. Put that in the promo code. Get you an additional 5% off your first purchase.
Man, you already know what it is, man. It's Country Cousin L Boogie, IG and TikTok. You can wear about everything else.
You really feeling that TikTok shit, ain't you?
Yeah. Don't do it. See the energy.
Somebody got that.
The energy. Don't shift the energy like that. We was all right. We was all right.
Somebody got
said. But yeah, man, you can follow me at Your Country Cousin, man. You already know what it is, man. I had to put everything on the one, so come see me.
So, is you gonna do like comedy skits on that?
You
should do. Can I feel like
that's what I'm working on, man. I gotta get some personal shit situated first, man. Before I really hit this camera, I wanna be presentable. Man. But they coming. Don't worry, cause you know I'm still be talking shit on that. That's why I had to let the kids know. I'm gonna let y'all know again. Stay off my damn TikTok and follow me.
That just gonna make them get on that
right. Now, I actually had one parent hit me up. She said, "Yeah, I already went ahead and told mine to unfollow you because I already know what you're about to get into." I'm like, "Yeah, appreciate you, sis. Tell nephew he can't. Mm-mm. Tell him he can follow me on Facebook. Facebook be a little more family friendly, but I'm telling you now,
you better man than me. I'm telling you now,
IG and TikTok is about to get interesting. IG and TikTok is about to get interesting.
Much better than me because I will post anything. I don't care if it get flagged or what. I will post it.
Now, I ain't kidding about the flag shit. It's just the, you know, the people shit. You know, a lot of people try to look at your sermon and have their own perspective, which I don't give a damn about. But I do have love for the kids, so, you know.
Man, fuck them kids. It,
damn. They tell it right or right.
Fuck them kids.
I gotta roll with my people. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them, cause they grown in hell.
You real right about that.
Do what they want, damn do.
You real right about that. So you already know what it is, man. That's where I'm at with it. But yeah, I do got some. I got some shit coming. I'm working on some shit. I'm trying to be more like.
You doing a good job.
Free off the top of the dome with it.
You are doing a good job. I like shocked to see you on there as much as I see you on. Damn, he is doing a lot more on TikTok.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Hey, as always, check out the playlist on iTunes, DSA Podcast Season 3, Season 2, Season 1, all of them on there. Teddy Pitt Ride playlist. All that. And keep checking out the show on all major streaming platforms. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcast, anywhere you get a podcast, we are guaranteed to be on there.
We there. We on there.
Shit like that. Hey, we creeping up on 100 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, what we gonna do?
I don't know. Gotta do something for 100, though. 100 episodes. We be like 90. I won't say we at like 90.
We at 90?
I think so. I could be wrong, though. I know it's the late 80s. But yeah, shout out to everybody keep listening.
Visual and a show.
But, y'all know what it is, DSA Podcast, man, and we are out.